You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the podcast. We're looking ahead to Saturday's racing on this edition. Got a couple of races from Kempton, which are going to get the preview treatment. There's also good racing elsewhere on Saturday. We are jumping at Kelso, Uttoxeter and Fakenham. Kempton's meeting in the afternoon. Then there's action on the Tapita on Saturday night from Wolverhampton, plus an Irish card at Navan as well. You can join Mark Walton, Alistair Jones and Paddy Aspel in the studio for all of the racing on Saturday. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me in the studio to take a look at two races at Kempton is Gary Caperell. I was about to ask how you are, Gary, but... Before the podcast, you've already told me aching.
I'm in desperate need of a bit of Radox and some Epsom salts, I think. I'm doing a 10K at the beginning of May, and this is week... Well, I've been doing a bit of training, but this is week three of proper training and sort of split runs, 6-minute run, 2-minute walk, 6-minute run, 2-minute walk, times five, and...
Are you on track?
One before. It's a long time since I've done one, as I say. I think it's over 5 years now since I last did one. But, I was always quite good with stamina-wise. Never the quickest thing. Was to begin with, but that was because my legs were taller than everybody else's and it was an advantage. But
need a bit of a trip nowadays.
Exactly.
Too.
People soon caught up. So cross-country running and, that was always my thing because I had decent stamina. I was always good at the bleep test and stuff, but it just wasn't very quick. The bleep test, I suppose, was more about sort of stamina and being... pacing yourself better. I struggle to pace myself now in these runs. Do go off too quick.
Right.
I'm not pacemaker pace, but I still don't pace myself very well.
Keen in the early stages?
Probably a bit too keen.
Right. Okay.
Probably a bit too keen.
Racing wise, we're just looking ahead to of course Aintree next week, Gary, and then we've got Punchestown and the flat really kicks into life again. It's a great time of year. You're looking forward to the next coming weeks and months?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, obviously we've got the National next week, and it's looking, I think there's only one scheduled turf meeting on the flat next week, which is Nottingham on Wednesday. It's just bizarre, really. And then the week after that, we've got a bit more life, really, with Redcar and Windsor on the Monday, and then a couple of 3 days at Newmarket, plus a rip, and there's a Bath on the Friday, and then it kicks in properly then, doesn't it? The week after that, well, that week, really, I suppose, with a bit more turf racing. It's a slow burner, isn't it?
But yeah.
We've known this for years, and it's not going to change now. But it's a slow sort of introduction. Obviously, we had the Lincoln 2 weeks ago now.
It's like we're sort of drip fed at the beginning, aren't we?
Yeah, and there's been one or two other turf meetings since. I know a few of them probably would have been abandoned or have been abandoned as well. To be fair, so have a few of the jumps meetings too. Mm. But it's a slow start.
Yes.
Slow start.
As you say, not likely to change. But one thing that is going to change a little bit later on in the season, over the next couple of years, over the last few days, I should say, the announcements on the subject of prize money, that the Ebor is going to get a big cash injection, as is the Cesaro, which obviously one of the big sort of end of season handicaps in the autumn. Obviously, more prize money is never, ever a bad thing, Gary. But is this a necessary act to try and inject a bit more life and a bit more interest in the staying division?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've seen a little bit with this bonus with the stayers as well. Obviously, that's for cup horses, but these are the handicappers, and primarily these types of races are often races that horses that end up, they look like they're going to be decent staying handicappers, and more often than not, they end up going to Australia or abroad somewhere. So having these couple of races here, I suppose, is a bit more of an incentive for them, hopefully, to stay over here. And I think that will have a trickle-down effect to jumping as well. I think you'll see, again, because a lot of those horses that could end up going jumping as well, they can become dual-purpose horses, the horses that are running these type of events. they often end up going to the likes of Hong Kong or Australia to continue their careers there when they're sold on. So hopefully it'll have a trickle-down effect to be good for jumping as well. What I would say is, I think it's going to... The people think it's going to be better for the smaller trainer. I don't think it is.
Right.
I don't think it is at all. I think it's still going to be the same sort of yards that are going to mop up these contests, particularly the e-ball with its prize monies. It's going to be in the marks that you have to be. You're going to have to be 105, something like that, perhaps to get in. It might take a while for that to happen, but that could easily happen. So you're going to get pretty much, not cup horses per se, but horses that are group class that are going to be running in those races. Hopefully it makes for some more competitive action. The Cesaro, which is always an interesting one because it's such a unique race, really. 2.25 miles, such a big field. But it's good to see. I mean, obviously, they're still going to look at... They still need a sponsor.
Yeah.
But, you know, the...
Which could be a task in itself, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the highest rated... Just looking in the Racing Post today, the highest rated horse in the Cesaro last year was 103. Well... it's only going to be rated to horses 110, so they can go a little bit higher now. So
yeah,
it'll improve the quality a little bit, not a huge amount, because that's that kind of, when you get to that kind of handicap market, it doesn't make that much sort of difference anyway. You're basically a group performer anyway. So, but yeah, it has to be applauded, and it's good for the stage, because we often think of quite a lot of these staying horses. I know these are going to be handicappers here, but you think of the likes of Sergeant Cecil, one of the sort of more popular horses who ran in quite a lot of these races. Obviously, he won the Cesaro, which he won the Ebor and the Northumberland Plate all in the same season, of course, one year. So quite a lot of the more popular horses on the flat do tend to be stays, particularly the cup horses as well. So, yeah, I think it's got to be, it's to be applauded, that is for sure.
Every time there's a new prize money injection for some of the top races, you get the flip side of the coin, Gary. Plenty of people always keen to point out the fact that a cash injection is needed for the more moderate horse as well, and we don't necessarily need to make the handicaps, the big handicaps and the group races full of more money, that there perhaps needs to be a minimum prize for the 0-60 race for the lower rated individual.
Yeah, I think there was an article on this though the other day, wasn't there? And I can very much totally see both sides of the coin with this one as well. I mean, had shares in a few horses of that sort of rating, the chance of you recouping your hardly any of your money really is slim to nil. But there was a point that somebody made the other day, because they have injected a lot of extra money into some of these races where prize money's gone down to eighth. We got a situation the other day where I can't remember the exact horse in question, but there was a horse who finished eighth and last in a race at Wolverhampton, got more prize money than a horse that's rated 100 that finished fourth in a race at Kempton.
Right,
so
okay.
It's about striking the right balance for me. How you do that, well, that's for the powers that be to decide. But I agree that the dispersal could be a little bit better, but for these, because these are sort of championship races, kind of, really, aren't they? They're premier handicaps,
yes,
for Cesaro, which in the Ebor. So it'd be more sort of the middle-of-the-road horses where I think we could do with seeing a bit more. But again, work is done to do that. We've got a few grassroots finals, etc., etc.
Yeah.
We had some of them at Haydock last week. They got the Northern Series final, which was at Sedgefield the other week. There's a bit of it there. It could be done with, again, just doing a little bit better. But, you know, these things don't happen overnight. But what I would say is, with regards to this, hopefully, with the increased money we're seeing here, it will hopefully have a better impact on the horse population, and for everybody concerned, that can't be a bad thing.
Yes, and as you say, the trickle-down effect as well, all important in those situations. Let's turn our attention on to Saturday's racing. We're going to take a look at two from Kempton. It's a good card on the all-weather at Kempton on Saturday, and we start with the 3:15, which is the feature race of the day on the card. Listed stakes for the fillies, the Snowdrop filly stakes coming up at 3:15. Got a field of 10 downs to take their chance in this one. It looks an interesting heat, Gary.
Yeah, interesting to see the French raider here, Hunena. Alex Bedell riding that one.
Because they absolutely mopped up at All Weather Champions Day.
They did. Officially got a mark, officially got a rating of 100, but seems to be improving, and she's of obvious interest. Quite a lot of the others have got a lot to find on ratings. Interesting that Jamie Mendicida decides to run La Figlia here, a Frankel filly who's out of Fingscale Bayo, so, you know, he's bred to be pretty decent. Only had two starts, finished fourth in the listed race at Newmarket. She's been off the track 6 months. The fact that they wanted to put her in that kind of event on just a second start perhaps tells you that she's fairly well thought of. So she's interesting, particularly with that yard having one or two winners. But the obvious selection has got to be Smart Call for Sir Michael Stout. Now, this horse is a Grade 1 winner in South Africa. He obviously was on his way. I think they wanted to take him to Dubai, this horse, from memory. But I think they obviously have to come over here first from South Africa and then go to Dubai. And I think via Mauritius as well. It's a long old process. But anyway, she was highly tried last year. She finished third on her UK debut at the May meeting at York. Ran a good race, went fourth in the Duke of Cambridge Stakes at the Royal Meeting. Wasn't actually beaten far that day. Then ran in the Pretty Polly Stakes and the Prix Jean Romanet over in France. Ended the season here in the UK well beaten at the Curra. But ran okay in the Hong Kong Vars as well. And were beaten just 6 lengths behind Highland Reel. Well, you're looking at the strength of this field, and do you think any of the others could get within 6 lengths of Highland Reel? Don't think so. Well favoured by the conditions of the race. Got a good bit in hand. Seasonal debut, but she'll have had a winter here now as well. She'll have had a bit more time to acclimatise, which will no doubt help. Smart Call, I think, will be tough to beat in that 3:15.
Smart Call then in the 3:15 race for Sir Michael Stout, and Jim Crowley gets the vote. Onto the final race on the card. On Kempton's Saturday programme, this is the Queen's Prize Handicap over just shy of 2 miles, the 5 o'clock, and their field of 13 lining up for this one. This looks a terrific renewal of the race, Gary. What do you make of this bunch of stayers?
Yeah, well, this always used to be, I think it was the last race on the, used to be run on the same day as the Rosebery Stakes, and obviously used to be on the turf course at Kempton. I remember watching this race quite a lot as a kid, to be perfectly honest. Yeah, it's an interesting renewal. I think the Millmans have got a big chance with Champagne Champ, who ran a few times on the level last year, finished second a couple of times. Has run okay over hurdles since was last seen on the level. Last seen in action, actually, 3 weeks ago. Champagne Champ, as I was saying, that run did come over hurdles. He's been running okay, actually, over hurdles as well, so... Obvious claims for Champagne Champ. Another one to consider would have to be In the Bull and indeed Author's Dream. They've both won their last three starts respectively, with run wins coming here as well. In the Bull obviously won here just last week. But the selection for me is going to be the Mark Johnston runner, dominating. He's won here before. He's at 6 from 19. He won 5 times last year. And he won on his final start last year at Pontefract off a mark of 91. All sort of conditions seem to come alike to this horse. The handicapper didn't actually put him up for that victory, so can run off the same mark here. Has gone okay fresh in the past as well. Previous course winner too. Plenty to like about this one's chances. I think there could be more to come from him as a four-year-old, so dominating the pick in the 5 o'clock.
Yeah, dominating for Gary then for Mark Johnston. PJ McDonald in that 5 o'clock at Kempton goes alongside his earlier selection of Smart Call. Could be two to follow on Saturday. You can join Mark Walton alongside Alistair Jones and Paddy Aspel for all of the racing, not just Kempton Park. We've also got action over the obstacles at Fakenham, at Kelso and Uttoxeter. And there's an evening meeting at Wolverhampton, plus the Irish card at Navan as well. Gary, thank you very much and best of luck on Saturday.
Cheers, Sam. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.